Every day of the week of June 13, 2012, hundreds of thousands, all in a holiday mood, were milling about along the length and breadth of the quays of Harbor Place. The sky was azure blue, and the June sun drenched the visitors in warmth and light. Vendors were selling balloons. Ice cream was moving well. There was a joyous sense of community embrace of the moment. The coming to Baltimore of the story tall ships, regal, their soaring masts and rigging, their sails a majestic presence, all setting a mood of carnival, come to Baltimore City. This was Harbor Place in its glory, showcasing in its march to municipal stardom. But Harbor Place in this magnificent festival almost wasn't. In 1975, when the issue was first presented to the electorate, screams of dissent went up. A coalition of improvement associations shouted in the press, "We don't want any Harbor Place. Hordes will descend upon these spaces of incomparable beauty," end quote. But the citizens to improve the inner harbor responded to the contrary. "It'll be like having a city fair every day of the year." In the end, and showing surprising strength in noise and numbers, the anti-Harbor Place coalition succeeded in getting 12,000 signatures it took to bring the question to referendum. After a summer of contentiousness, on November 2, 1978, the question of whether Harbor Place was to be built at all was brought to the ballot, known as Question K. The vote was 59,045 for it, but 42,728 against it, a modest difference of only 16,317 voters. But back to the week of June 13, 2012. After the tall ship celebration was over, the thank yous began rolling in. People thanked the mayor, the police department, the fire department, the Baltimore Office of Promotion and Tourism, the Downtown Partnership. But nobody thought to thank the 16,788 voters in Baltimore City who made the difference between Harbor Place and no Harbor Place, between tall ships and no ships.